It's all about her. It's all about you. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed women's advocate Michelle King Robeson and renowned physician Dr. Pamela Peek.
All right. So, Michelle, the things you may not know about breast cancer. I mean, there's probably a legion of them, right? So I've got Dr. Beth Dupre, who happens to be a very good friend of mine and is medical director of the breast health program at Holy Redeemer Health System in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. We met a ways back, and not only is she extraordinary as a surgeon, but she's also a practitioner of holistic and integrative medicine in surgery. Whoever knew that, right?
I love the book. I started reading the book, The Healing Consciousness, and I've enjoyed every second of it.
So, Beth, welcome.
Hey,
welcome
guys.
To Her Radio.
Thank you for having me. What a fabulous platform Her Radio is. My God, I love it.
Well, you see, now you're going to have to stay with us forever.
Can I tell you, I would jump on board in a second because I spend 24/7 empowering my patients to become the healthiest and best that they can possibly be. And we look at a breast cancer diagnosis as an opportunity to improve all those things in our lives that we may never have taken the time to do before. So you're going to meet one of my amazing patients who I think can honestly say that her life after breast cancer is far different and far more empowered than her life before breast cancer. And Pam, from our very first meeting, you know that we were on a parallel course, and since I talked to you last, I became board certified in integrative medicine. Just to let you know, I did it last fall. I had to suck it up and start studying and reading again. You know, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world for these, you know, menopausal brains, but I decided the best way to use that muscle was to exercise it. So I took the challenge. I studied for my boards, and I knew a lot about integrative and holistic medicine prior to that, but it just took me to a new level, and now we are doing such amazing things through my foundation, the Healing Consciousness Foundation, to empower our patients that I'm just really proud of it, because I decided the end of my career, you know, the downhill side, as my dad says, the downhill side of my career is not going to be focused on breast cancer. It's going to be breast cancer prevention, empowering women to live the healthiest, best lives they can. And because I happen to be a good breast cancer surgeon, I have the opportunity every day to have women and men who come into my life with breast cancer to take that breast cancer and use it as an opportunity to help them become healthier and better than they've ever been.
Well, Beth, you know, I remember, I was telling Michelle, I saw you on NBC News with Brian Williams at least a couple of times, and you were beginning to share with him and all of America some of the things you may not know about breast cancer. And could you share some of them? I think that's really important that women out there understand some of these unknowns and maybe a surprise.
Well, there are a couple big things that I call them the big fat myths of breast cancer that I try to dispel whenever I get in front of a group of women. Number one, women think that a family history of breast cancer is the biggest risk factor that they have for developing breast cancer. And, you know, we all know 25% of breast cancers have a family history. 75%, the majority of breast cancers diagnosed in women, these women have no family history. Right. And those cancers are coming because of our lifestyle choices and things that we have, you know, done to the planet, done to ourselves by delaying childbirth, by not breastfeeding, by eating foods with, you know, high levels of preservatives, and not really honoring the temple that our soul has chosen to be in. So that's the first big myth, is that we're all at risk by virtue of being born women, and we need to take it seriously from the beginning and start educating women from at a younger age. Young girls need to understand that the choices that they make, if they choose to drink alcohol prior to their birth of their first child, it hurts the development of their breast tissue. Their breast tissue is so susceptible to carcinogens at that age that, you know, we need to educate them at a young age. Second big myth. Do you want to have a question?
Oh, no, keep going.
Second big myth, when women come to my office and we ask them about the family history from their father's side, the aunts, the grandmothers, the cousins, and they say, well, what does it matter from my father's side? And that's one of the things that it's a pet peeve of mine when doctors aren't asking the right questions. We're trying to identify women that are at a super high risk, like the BRCA gene carriers, like the Angelina Jolie type patients. And when we
Hold on now. Do you agree with what Angelina Jolie did?
Angelina Jolie made a very tough decision. I don't judge what someone makes as their decision for their personal choice. In Angelina's case, she's a BRCA1 carrier, and in those particular cancers, about 70% of those cancers show up are triple negative breast cancers. And I actually did a piece for More Magazine called The Dirty Little Secret that people don't understand that those triple negative breast cancers show up from one period to another. You can have a 3 or 4 centimeter cancer that shows up in 6 months. And those triple negative cancers, you're guaranteed to get chemo. So in the industry, we call those interval breast cancers because they can show up. They're very stealthy. So you can have a normal mammogram in March and have a 2 to 3, 4 centimeter cancer 6 months later, and you're getting chemotherapy. So in those BRCA1 carriers, women that choose to do what we call risk reduction surgery, they're doing so based upon being empowered to make a decision that's personal. There's no judgment. I have patients that carry that gene that I follow every 6 months, and I have other patients who choose to do risk reduction surgery. All I can do is give them the statistics and the evidence and let them make a decision.
Now, if you were to just look in terms of prevention, just simple low-hanging fruit for a woman who wanted to, heed the call and just simply try to prevent breast cancer. Let's just say she doesn't have a genetic history, she doesn't have a BRCA. What would you say are the three simplest things she could do?
Number one, maintain a lean body mass index. Maintain a good. You don't have to look at the BMI of the scale because I weigh a lot more than I look, but I am toned and muscular. So you need to be fit and not yo-yoing your weight up and down. Obesity is a risk factor for the development of breast cancer, and it's also a risk factor for recurrence. So maintaining a healthy weight and exercising, and number two, eating a healthy diet. Food is one of our best medicines. And number three, I would have children at a young age and breastfeed. Now, obviously, you have to find the right sperm donor, which can be an issue for some women.
Now she said a sperm donor.
Well,
is she talking about a guy?
Yes,
a husband or a boyfriend or
unless we can clone, we still have to find sperm donors. But those are the things that we tend to not discuss when it comes to lifestyle. We all have choices to make, and Michelle, I don't know. Oh, you're 42. Are you 42?
Well, no, I'm 50.
But she will lie. She's actually
adorable.
54.
I saw your picture, and you're adorable. But so you're my age. We were of the age where you graduate from college, you have a career, you delay anything that you want to do because we were the post, bra-burning National Organization of Women kind of, you got to go out and have that high-powered career. And the tough part is, for a lot of people, they delay childbirth trying to attain some other goal, and then the time comes and they want to have children, and you're looking at, hormonal intervention to try to get pregnant and having more difficulties. And our breasts do not fully develop until you have your first child.
Right.
So they're more susceptible to carcinogens. And that's something that, as a society, nobody wants to focus on because it's politically incorrect.
Well, one of the reasons why, we have you on is because you'd most definitely, like to let it rock and say it exactly the way it is. So it's good. Listen, if you want to hear more about Dr. Dupre, please read her book, The Healing Consciousness, A Doctor's Journey to Healing.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @RadioMD. Stay well.